God just shows up. I pray I hear somebody testify, and still I enjoy hearing everybody testify.
Amen.
I enjoy all that. Man, that's something to me.
Amen.
Who God is. We just thank
Him. Amen.
We just thank Him for saving us. For saving His soul, for doing something in your life that you couldn't do.
Amen.
It's not by our works, but by His.
Right.
He changed us. He changed us.
Yes.
And God, right. Need you pray where you found me.
Amen.
Hey, it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yes, sir.
That's when the old all things become new. I'm glad He made a new man.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm seeing them work, I'm watching them work, and dad and by.
Amen.
I mean, you know, sometimes you gotta read them up and tell them, get on in there, boy. Get what you got in the Bible. You know what I mean? You read the Bible today?
Amen.
You gotta keep on sometimes. That's my job.
Right, go ahead.
It's a job as a parent to drag them to the church house, picking the kids. I ain't gotta do all that, though. They
right.
know it's time to
go. Amen.
They love the Lord. Youngins, they love Jesus.
Amen.
You got a parent or something to put something in there.
Come on.
Right.
They may be something not like church. And that falls on the parent.
Come on.
They'll see the excitement in you and they'll know what God done in your life.
Sir.
They'll see that and they'll want to get up here and sing. That's a bunch of my heart.
Yes, sir.
I just thank God that we get to see that kind of stuff around here.
Amen.
We don't have children's church. The churches I grew up in, we had children's church.
Right.
So well, it was foreign to us when we went into the big
come
church.
Come on.
It was different. It was so weird. We didn't know what to do when we started feeling that spirit in there.
Right.
Stuff like that. These kids get used to that.
Yes.
Right. They get used to the spirit that we feel in here because it's all the same.
Right.
It's all the same. God, don't forbid them kids to come. Let them
come.
Right.
Amen.
Let them come.
Yeah.
Tonight we're going to be in Ezekiel. That's a very familiar scripture. Ezekiel 37. It's in right about the dry bones.
Hallelujah.
Dry bones. I want y'all to know that we're in spiritual warfare. 25
yes.
That devil's trying to fight you. And every angle he can fight you at, he's going to come in looking good, sweet. Or he's going to come in like a storm. He's going to come in and fight you in depression. He's going to fight you in anxiety. He's going to fight you in physical. He's going to fight you in every which way he can. And then the only thing is the weapons of all warfare are not carnal. Pulling down strongholds, mighty through God. Pulling down strongholds. For we wrestle in Ephesians 6:12, where we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spirits of wickedness in high places. You gotta pray. You gotta pray that God keeps his hand upon you. You gotta pray that God keeps his hand upon your children.
Yes, sir.
Your family.
That's good preaching right there.
Like he does.
Amen.
And he'll do something in their life. Hey, man, and this walk with God has just been one thing after another. He's never left me.
That's right.
He's always been right there for me. And man, and just having somebody on my side, cheering on the sideline, and I feel like nobody's there.
Come
nobody
on.
Can talk to. Then he's there. He's cheering on.
Amen.
He's whispering something in the ear.
That's good, John.
Having God living inside me, knowing that spiritual warfare is going on all around me, that I got that peace. It's not that the things aren't going on out there, the things aren't going on out here. It's that God has His hand upon me.
That's good.
Then everything was going crazy. I'm just sitting here and the storm's all around me. And I'm just walking. Dry ground and God split them seas. And he just got something for my life. And man, it's been amazing what he's done. I'm telling you, he just keeps on. And just when I get from faith to faith, I get from that faith right there, he brings me more faith.
There you go.
Amen.
And blessed me. My cup runneth over. Rivers of blessings.
There you go.
You don't just feel that cup over. He gives me multiple streams of blessings. God shows up in my life every time. Hey, this morning, I'm telling you, I love that kind of stuff.
Sometimes
I'm wondering what's going to happen next. I'm wondering about closing in the house. I don't know nothing about that, but God does.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about it because God's already worked it all out.
That's right.
It's already worked out. God takes steps of a good man to order my life.
That's right.
You order your steps.
Yes, sir.
To work things out. And I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you got going on, but He'll work it out just like
He's doing
all right. I know I don't deserve nothing but Him. God changed me and saved me, and I don't know why.
Right.
I'm glad He did.
Amen.
I'm glad He called me. Sometimes it's hard to get up here like, Well, maybe I don't know about today. I don't know about them nerves
come on.
Today.
Come
I'm
on.
Nervous every time I get here. I talk to her. I say, I'm nervous today. You know, I'm nervous every time I get up here. But, hey, I'm glad I didn't want to preach when God called me to preach. I didn't. I'm sitting right there. Right. Brother Tracy preached the message. He said, if God answered all your prayers, I don't know if he has. Well, I said, yeah, God just answered all my prayers. And God just did. He said, no, that prayer you've been asking God to call, you are called. I don't want to get up and say that. I don't want to get up and be that. That's not what I want to do. Hey, this is a call. It's a charge.
Right.
Amen. I got to walk
that's right.
Hey, amen.
They can't look at me and I'm out there drinking and smoking. And
come on.
They say,
come
hey, on. Hey, that's what Christians do. Hey, that's what I do. I'll be one covert. I make a flight as drunk as hell as I do.
Right.
That's what they think. They think a Christian, they can drink, smoke, cuss and all that.
God,
but that's what that makes them. Twice as deserving hell as me. Because
come on.
I showed them the wrong way.
Come
the
on.
Wrong way. I got to walk right, got to talk right, got to walk right.
Right.
When I got saved, I went to church.
Amen.
That's what I did.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's just for me. I don't know about everybody else, but I just love being here because God did something in my life.
Amen.
And I didn't know it was going to be different. How do you know it's going to be? I just knew it's going to be different this time. I just know it is, man. I didn't know what he had for me. I was scared. I was scared. I had fear. And I was just studying my Bible, and I was looking for little nuggets, and I get to share with them. God put me to a dry spot.
Yes.
Hey, when I got saved, I still had to do 2 more years in prison. I still had them charges.
Come on.
I still had, he kept me in the county jail for almost 2 years.
Bless you.
2 years, that's unheard of. Normally you get sentenced within six to nine months and you're sitting on in prison. God kept me right there, and I know he just kept bringing people because that's the most turnaround. People coming in and out.
Uh-huh.
For little DUIs, for little misdemeanors, and I got to share the world with them.
That's
absolutely
crazy.
I got to see it again. It was one of the biggest harvest fields I've ever seen in my life, man.
Come on.
Just people watching people just light up and give them the word. Like, how do you know all this? I'm like, God gave it to me, man.
I mean,
you get to see that stuff. Lost people get more excited sometimes about the word of God than we do.
Come on.
Because they know it's perfect, man. They just don't know what they can grab a hold of.
Because
we've heard it our whole lives. We've been blessed so much. We've been in that shadow of those people so much. And sometimes we don't get excited like lost people. We're all happy right now when we get to hear this word right here.
Right.
They get to hear, some of them people get to hear that word they ain't never heard before. Man, you see it all over.
Amen.
Cheered up and get excited. Hey, man, you Brother John, you're praying for me today? You're praying for me today. I got to record that. Hey man, I'm trying to get this happen. I don't know what's going on, but can you pray for me? I know it works because I've seen it work.
Yeah,
amen.
They've watched it work all around. They've had the other guys, man. Just let God move my life. That's all it is. It ain't nothing I did. It's just letting him have these little secret parts. These little parts that I have, man. Letting him work in me. Getting up when I don't want to testify.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I heard this 100 times. God, and Lord,
come on.
I need to hear it again.
Amen.
But I said, I need to hear about that.
Yes,
I need
right.
to hear
come
about
on.
That.
Amen.
Because I'm 1989.
Amen.
Come
that. On.
Hey, I need somebody to get hyped up for the Lord.
Yeah,
my blood going. Amen. My ego.
Yeah.
We're going to read about them prophesying the dry bones right here. And verse number 5, chapter 37, Ezekiel 37. Verse number 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Hey, I can stop right here and thank God that he keeps his hand upon us.
He's got a hand upon this.
Of protection. The hand of the Lord is upon me. Oh God, just keep your hand upon me.
Yes.
Keep me in the right way. Keep me in the straight narrow.
That's
don't let me go to the left. Don't let me go to the right. Keep me right here and keep your hand upon me. And if I do, chastise me.
Amen.
Hey, that's keep right. me right here. Don't let me go nowhere. Hey,
amen.
Don't let them cross.
Come on,
every thought captive under Christ.
Every
thought they don't come. Hey, the weapon may be formed, but it shall not prosper.
Right.
So no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hey, you're going to see things come your way, you're going to suffer persecution, but they won't prosper.
Right.
But his word says so. He's got promises in his word, and he holds his promises. He's a promise keeper.
Amen.
He's a promise keeper. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Amen. The Lord was upon me. He carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which is full of bones. We got to go out in that little valley yesterday and preach to them dry bones and preach to God knows who was hearing it. Amen. But I don't know in the the sound of our voice, you never know who might get saved.
That's right.
And I say, to go out there and go into the valley of God, and says, verse number 2, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there was a very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. These are dead bones, dry. Dry, no water, no nothing, dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Only you know, God. Only you can do this, God. Only you can pull me out of this valley, God. Only you can get me through this storm, God. Only you can help me and my family. You can only help the heart. Only you can help them, man. Because guess what? When you got no care in the world, man, you don't care about nothing. You don't care about nobody. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. And I'm telling you, I've said some prayers to some people that I've given up on them. And saying, God help me. God forgive me. That I've given up. I said, God bless me. God, what were you thinking? What did I do with you, man?
And I've
let go of some prayers that I need to get back to.
Come on.
Forgive me, Lord. I've just let go of some things.
So far,
I need to get back in my faith, Lord, and get broken for. We got broken for.
God is good.
You get broken over, and he'll get broken over.
Second Corinthians 1:9.
But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead. He occupies these dread bones. Can these dead bones be alive? I don't know, Lord. Can they? I don't know, Lord. He said again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Give him the word
and let the rest of you have a testimony. Get you some power scriptures.
Amen.
These kids learn these scriptures. Psalm 23. That's one of the first verses that I memorized. Psalm 23. It's got a lot of meaning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Hallelujah.
He's the shepherd. Make sure you're all alive. He keeps the staff. And the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture.
Amen.
He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul.
Amen.
He'll go with you.
Amen.
He'll go with you. Hey, David said he guides my hand in the fight. He guides my hand in the war.
Yeah, amen.
He walks with you in the war. We're walking in a spiritual warfare 24 hours a day. It's getting darker and darker out there.
Right.
Even darker and darker. And man, you see how some of these people are dressed and stuff like that. And the lust, they'll try to rise up on children, man.
Come on.
When they're walking around half naked.
Come on.
Keep them blinders on. Keep them blinders on.
Amen.
That's right.
Come on.
Just keep on coming. In verse number 4. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This man is prophesying to dead bones.
Right.
The Lord is out there. Did God tell you to go prophesy to that grave back there?
Come on.
That ain't me. Hey, God tell this man to prophesy to dead bones.
Yep.
And you don't think God can't save your loved ones.
Come on!
Sometimes you can't save my loved ones. Oh, me. That's me. Sometimes you can't. Thus saith the Lord God, under these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live.
Yes.
God has answered you. Remember that day, wherever you was, behind the minister and children, in church, wherever you was, God saved you. I don't know where you was, God had home in your life, and he breathed breath into you.
Amen.
He said, don't eat of that tree. But you're still to die. They didn't die physical death, they died spiritual death.
Right.
God breathed his life into us, man. God brought us to life and did something in our lives and brought us here.
Right.
To the right church to lead God in our life, man.
Right.
And help us to understand this word of God right here. If you say, I don't understand, man, you're saved or you need to get alone with God, because God brings it to us, man.
Amen.
Vows, I love them.
Amen.
It worked for me.
Yeah.
I love this King James Bible.
Before I knew it,
I read a different Bible. And I came here, I knew that I seen what was really going on.
Right.
I was being really deceived by the other Bible. This word right here is pure and holy.
Yes.
This one here is a holy Bible. The other ones are Babylon. I just came to my brother the other day. That Bible you got up there, you're sitting there, there's dust. That's our buddy. Well, the kids understand after religion, they say this is written on a fifth grade reading level.
Come on.
That's what got the kids. That's your God. That's your God.
Right.
When you ask, what does this mean?
Amen.
You better go home and ask them. You better
go
home and tell them. It's my job to tell her what this means.
Right.
It's not his job.
Come on.
He's not spiritually here in my house.
Come on. Tell her.
They might get a hunger and desire, but it's my job to tell them what it is.
That's
but my
amen.
God to lead God there.
They're right behind the mama, right behind the daddy.
Walk in the path and they're just put them right behind you.
Amen.
Everything you do, they're watching you.
Right.
He said in 6, he said, and I will lay snooze upon them. It will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin. And put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I'm the Lord.
Amen.
I knew God. I knew He was the Lord when He showed me that I was going to hell. And He showed me how He came where I was at, where I had nobody else, man. I couldn't get out. Couldn't do nothing. Couldn't do nothing. He put me right where I needed to be. And I thank Him, and He broke me.
He broke me.
He broke me, and then He built me right back up.
Amen.
He built life for me and my family. He sent me a wife. He sent me three brand new children.
Amen.
I love them all so much, and I'm able to raise them. He teaches me how to be a father.
Amen.
I mess up, man. I gotta get right with them sometimes. He's helping me. He showed me the discipline. If I need discipline, the best thing we can tell you kids is no.
Come on.
No.
Amen.
No, you can't have that. No, you can't go there.
Amen.
No, you can tell them no. You won't thank me when you get older.
Right. Amen.
You didn't end up in prison. You didn't end up living out there.
Come on.
There's liberty in Christ.
Right.
Loose living.
Amen.
We got liberty.
Liberty.
And God, He set us free. In Titus 1:16, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work, the reprobate. They got no principles.
Right.
They just do what they want. They go to the flow. They do what they want. Hey, we got a law to live. We got something we got to live by. We stand in the gap.
Right.
In Ezekiel 30, he says, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap. but I found none. But the land should not be destroyed, but I found none.
Right.
He found none. Found none, then he found Ezekiel. Right, you could be that one man,
right.
That does, that stands in the gap and makes up the hedge. That one man that can stand when everyone else is falling.
Right.
And everyone else, so it's so easy to just do what you want. To do, and you go into a gas station and get what you want,
right.
You go into a store, and everything is available, man. I'm telling you, I started selling drugs at 12. I can imagine what they can do now. They can do it all over the place now. They got that on Snapchat, they got cell phone, and they can do whatever they want now, pretty much. And they're just making laws, passing laws, and okaying
them. Come on.
And they're doing that. It's so crazy out there right now.
Right.
It's getting worse and worse.
Right.
And me going to prison and in jail, and you'll see how people really, really are. You got a whole breeding ground. Just sit back and just watch. You got enough time. Sit back and watch how people really are.
Amen.
And you'll let your kids go out there and do what they want out there, and don't think that those people ain't just preying on them.
Come on.
They are. You'll see the darkness of the dark side of things, man. The people are really capable of. The people really do.
Right.
And you know what you'll do? You'll keep it right here. We'll keep it
right.
Right.
That's
you're
good.
Right.
Amen.
That's
good.
You
know
what you want. Yeah, you watch.
Right.
I know what's out there. I've seen the dark side. I've watched on the dark side. Yeah. I know what I used to be.
Come on.
I know what I used to be. I know who I used to be.
Come
on. I never going to forget that. And Paul says, I count myself not apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things from behind me and pushing those things before, I press towards the mark and I call it
right.
Amen.
I press towards the mark, but I never forget where I came from.
Right.
Where God
brought
me from. Because if I forget where I came from, I forget where I'm going.
Amen.
I forget where God has brought me from.
Right.
Where God has continued to bless. Man, I'll tell you, closing on the house tomorrow. Oh, what? In 2.5 years?
Come on.
I'm telling you, it didn't matter what it was. Sky's the limit. I woke up there when I wanted to.
Right.
I'm telling you, it is amazing that I didn't end up killing somebody, killing myself, hurting a bunch. I've hurt some people, but I'm saying there's some things that I can have. You can't tell the devil what you're going to do with this kingdom. When you walk in the kingdom of darkness,
right.
Except the rules and regulations,
it's
like walking in the kingdom of light. You're walking in the kingdom of light. You got blessings, you got joy,
amen.
You got peace, you got grace, you got mercy.
Right.
When you walk in that devil's kingdom, man, you got death, murder, destruction, depression, anxiety, and you got all kinds of things that come your way. You can't tell the devil. I always tell the devil. My daddy always told me, he said, Joey, you're smoking weed, it's going to get worse and worse. You're smoking weed, it's going to get worse and worse. No, man, this is all I'm going to do. Nope. Nope, I just let it all come in. It opened up the door to stronger and stronger and stronger delusions. You know, I became a reprobate.
Bless
you. I said I had no principles about myself. I'm walking around just spiritually dead. And I thank God that He prophesied in my life. He brought the dry bones to life. He changed me. He done something.
Amen.
You can see the way God orchestrated things. God brought me out of prison right at the right time. He put things in my life right at the right time.
Amen.
Timing. I wanted it right then. Hey, if I could have had it any other way when I got saved, I would have been out right then. But God had to take me through these things. I still had to go before the judge and victorious. And I knew that God just said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He'll fight for you.
Amen.
He fought for me. And I had all I had to do was walk. And He just did it.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I went into that courtroom. I thought that I thought I was going to get what I wanted. And I didn't get what I wanted. I was devastated. I didn't know why. I fasted and prayed, and then guess what? 2 months later, I look back and I say, "That's why you did that, Lord.
Yep.
That's exactly why you did that, Lord." And
come on.
You just come through, and you just came through, and you showed up and showed out. And I'm just telling you, He'll do it in anybody's life.
Amen.
He'll do it.
Yes, sir.
He'll do it. In Romans 12:11, it says, "And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb,
right.
And by the word of their testimony."
Amen.
And they love not their lives unto death.
Right.
That's how we overcome it, by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
You stand up and testify. I don't care if you testify and say, God saved me. Hey, that's the blood
Amen.
I pray. That's what I pray for when I come to church. Hey, let them stand up and testify, Lord.
Amen.
I want to hear them testify. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear one stand up over here, one stand up over here.
Come on.
That's what I want to hear. We overcome
it. Right.
By the word of our testimony.
Amen.
The word of our testimony.
Amen.
God is good.
Yes, He is.
Amen.
You are a respectable person. They're doing your life. They'll change your life. And He changed my life. Hey, He's still changing my life. He has not stopped changing my life.
Amen.
He continues to work. He continues to shape and mold me. He continues to purge things out of my life.
Amen.
Behaviors, characteristics, everything. Hey,
Amen.
He changed the way I dress slowly.
Yeah.
Earrings, old flat bill hat. I just don't wear that stuff. This is how we are sometimes, man. It's so bad that some people wouldn't know better. And I'm so mad at myself when I know better. Why would you do something like that? Hey, I thank God that He is faithful. He saves us. It changes our life for better. It changes family's life, man. I gotta get back to praying for the loved ones. They're still lost.
Come on.
He ain't gave up on
me. Amen.
And I know that He'll do something in their life.
Amen.
I just continue on with the team coming here. We got it right here, I believe.
Amen.
Amen.
So He'll thank what He'll do in all our lives. And I thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.